Plum and Light getting set for their final as the cart's out onto the circuit. Off the pole will be Warren White out of position number 2, the 74 of Mitchell Croke. Gattonby out of 3, Simpson out of 4. Away and racing, and White gets the jump off the start. Looking to go up the inside is Gattonby of Croke, but he can't make the pass. And they all fall into single file as they head through the S's for the first time. Oh, problems for Kelly Simpson. So Kelly Simpson, hand in the air as the 24 cart slows on the circuit. They work their way around the top of the circuit now. White leads Croke and Gattonby. Warren White from the North Shore Karting Club, of course based out at Queanbeyan. White across the line in the Monaco card, ahead of Croke, through in second position. Then it's Gattonby back there in third. Jackson Delamont, who had a DNF in the pre-final, has worked his way up through the field and is now sitting in fourth position. So Gattonby in third, working on the back bumper of the 74 of Mitchell Croke as they head through the pit turn and across the start finish line to complete lap number 2 of 20 here in the ACT titles, brought to you by Stable Karting. So White pulling away at the front of the field. He had a half a second advantage at the start-finish line in that last time by White, Croke, Gattonby, Delamont, Sam Simpson, Brent Logan now, who had to work his way through the field as well after he was unable to get his cart started for the pre-final. Clifton Young has followed him up through the field as he also has had his dramas as well. Ian Crawford leads the heavies as Ryan Galvin sits in second, and Paul Skibiris rounds out the field. Kelly Simpson already withdrawing from the race. So Warren White, a 33.3 last time by. Oh, okay. In fact, Kelly Simpson is still out there, just a long, long way behind us. Sam Simpson off the circuit. So Sam Simpson just trying to pull her cart clear now. That's the 25 card, and unfortunately for Sam Simpson, she is out of the final here. So White, another 33.3 second lap. Croker 33.4, Gattonby a 33.5, but White already out to a significant lead, just under a second, as he works through the S's now. Yellow flag still out as Simpson is unable to move her cart off far enough off the circuit. Delamont is 5 seconds behind the leaders after he had to work his way through the field. And now Jackson Delamont with a clear track ahead of him, running at 33.7, so 2/10 off the pace of Warren White at the front of the field, who looks over his shoulder to see where the opposition is to work out how he's going to pace himself for this run. With 14 laps remaining, Warren White out in front. Now the battle for the heavies. Ryan Galvin has just made the pass on Ian Crawford, and so Ryan Galvin now heads up the heavies competition with Ian Crawford, and then Paul Skibiris is back there in third position. So race leader is still Warren White, comfortably out in front, coming up onto the back now of Kelly Simpson. So the blue flags will be at the rally as Simpson is heading on to the pit straight, as White also is closing down now. As race leader, Warren White heads through the S's now. The blue flags go out for Kelly Simpson. White established over, 1.6 second lead, and Simpson gets well out of the way. So Warren White through with no problems there. Croke and Gattenby, as yellow flags out now around almost a quarter of the racetrack. The pit crew for the 25 has been asked by the officials to come out and help Sam Simpson move that cart, as she is currently just trying to hold the cart from rolling back onto the racetrack. And hopefully that help will go out onto the circuit, or go out around the circuit shortly. We're almost at half race distance. And Warren White clicks off lap number 10. White out to a 2.6 second lead from Mitchell Croke, who's 0.9 of a second. Gattenby back there in the 77. Gattenby has got still a 4 second advantage ahead of the 77 of Mitchell Gattenby. Race leader Warren White comfortably out in front. Ryan Galvin still just holding off Ian Crawford in the battle of the heavies. Galvin and Crawford probably having the best battle on the racetrack, as Jackson Delamont comes up onto the back of Kelly Simpson. Simpson now just holding her line. No blue flags out, so that doesn't help Delamont's cause at all. But Simpson keeps... Oh, as Croke going around the outside of the 70 of Paul Skavirus. Gee, got a wheel into the dirt that time. And Skavirus has allowed Gattenby to close that gap now down to 0.6 of a second. So Croke and Gattenby, after looking like Croke had set up a comfortable buffer for second, they're going to battle it out here in the last six laps of this race. Warren White across the line and completes lap number 14. Croke now, has he been able to establish that lead back somewhat? No. Gattenby is still closing in on him. Took another 0.2 of a second off the time of the 74 card of Mitchell Croke. Delamont now still got some traffic to deal with before he can set his sights on trying to close up that gap. Logan, then it's Galvin and Crawford, who are having a great battle of their own. Clifton Young in the 38 is the second last of the lights, and the last of the carts, not a lap down to the leader. So White with 4.8 seconds, the advantage there. Gattenby and Croke. Croke in second position, holding his spot now. That gap under 0.4 of a second, so Croke on that last lap just 0.04 of a second faster than Croke, and that has seen the gap now almost close up to nothing as they come down the pit straight. The battle is on for second with four laps left to run. Across the start finish line, and Croke in the 74 leading the 77 of Gattenby as they head through the S's and up over the rise. Croke with a two cart length advantage as they head up the hill along the back straight. Best battle on the circuit is the battle between second and third, Mitchell Croke and Mitchell Gattenby, as the leader now coming up onto the back of Clifton Young. He gets balked somewhat there, so that's going to affect his lap time on this lap, but eventually gets through the right-hander and makes the pass on the 38 of Young. Croke and Gattenby still nose to tail as they head through the dip and up onto the back straight with just under 3 laps left to travel. Ian Crawford will be the next cart that the leader is looking to put 1 lap down. And as they come across the start-finish line, White makes a sweeping pass on Ian Crawford. As now Gattenby look to the inside of Croke, trying to make the pass for second. Not close enough to do so. As they head through the S's and up over the rise once again. Croke, Gattenby, nose to tail. Just heading towards the last lap board now is Warren White in the two cart. Last lap board is out. Ryan Galvin gets well out of the way of White, who comes through now and starts his final lap. So Croke and Gattenby, they're coming up on the 38 of Clifton Young. Will the backmarker decide who stands on the second step on the podium? Gattenby pushing hard, Croke holding his line. They're going to come up on the lap traffic right at the top turns. So as Croke and Gattenby nose to tail, Warren White comes through to win the ACT title in Clubman Line. The battle for second, Croke comes to the line. Gattenby and Croke, they touch at the line, but Croke will hold up and finish in second position. Gattenby in third, Jackson Delamont in fourth, Brent Logan in fifth position. Ryan Galvin takes the victory in the heavies from Ian Crawford. Clifton Young finishes in sixth in the lights, Kelly Simpson in seventh in the lights, and Paul Severus will be the third of the heavies home. In the first final of this afternoon here at the ACT titles, brought to you by Stable Karting.
It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances, or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons, or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurt Street in Mawson.
Do you need a new cart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuild, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Grand Prix Karting is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 College Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, it's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set for a start of the cadets here. Emergent from the pole in the Tegra Kart. The Grenfell driver dominating racing here across the weekend in the cadets. Jaden Boulding in the 16 starts the outside of the front row. The 55, Cameron Ward, starts out of 3. The 75, Rowan Fripp, out of 4. Lily Bowditch in the 46 starts out of 5. Taylor Harness in the 7 out of 6. The 9's Chloe Cozzi starting out of position 7. 28, Finlay Allen out of 8. Josh Haynes in the 9 out of position, in the 10 out of position number 9. Then it's Elliot and Josh Sargent rounding out the field. So Sargent gets the jump and leads them into turn number 1. Boulding also getting a good start, is up into second position immediately. Cameron Ward back there in third. Rowan Fripp immediately moves into fourth as Lily Bowditch tries to make her move forward now. They work their way around the top of the circuit, and it is Sargent who leads the way. Thomas Sargent starting to open up a handy buffer as he comes across to complete lap number one. It's Sargent ahead of Balding by 0.8 of a second. Balding is a further 0.385 of a second behind Cameron Ward. And Rowan Fripp 0.4 of a second further back. So it's the Grenfell driver of Thomas Sargent leading the way as they work their way around the top of the circuit. A reminder that Grenfell has its next club day on next Sunday, the 27th of May. A great opportunity to get yourself set for the Bob Hyme Memorial on the 30th of June and 1st of July, which of course is the 7th round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. So Sargent out to a 1.2 second lead, but here comes Ward in the 55 onto the back of Jaden Balding, who made a mistake through the S's that time, and now Balding and Ward makes the pass going into the top turn, and Balding is shuffled back to third position. So with 12 laps still to run, Sargent out to a 1.2 second advantage on that last lap. The gap now, I expect it has extended, it has, to 1.7 seconds as Ward made the pass on Balding. Now can Balding fight back here to grab that spot back? So they work their way up the back straight. Rowan Fripp is in fourth, Lily Bowditch in fifth, Taylor Harness putting the pressure on Lily Bowditch now as Harness goes to the inside but not close enough to make the pass. Finley Allen is right back there as well, as is Chloe Cozzi and Kobe Elliott. Cozzi making the pass on that last lap past Elliott. Haynes and Sargent round out the field. Race leader is still Thomas Sargent by 2 seconds over Cameron Ward, who's holding off the challenge from Jaden Balding. Then it's back to Fripp. Bowditch is next. Harness not close enough to challenge this time up the back straight. As the leader, Sargent heads down into the pit turn. Sargent leads from Ward and Balding by 2.4 seconds now. The gap between Ward and Balding, 0.2 of a second. So this is a good little battle going on for second place between the 55 and the 16 carts. They head through the dip, nose to tail, and up along the back straight. As they work their way around the top turn, Ward getting away from Balding at the end of the straight. But Balding, great corner speed, closes that gap up as they head down into the pit turn now and through the kink onto the start-finish straight. Balding is back in contact with the 55 of Ward. Race leader is Thomas Sargent. 3 seconds his advantage at the front of the field. Bowditch is still holding off the Finley Allen now, who made the pass on Taylor Harness. And Finley Allen in the 28 is sitting just 0.4 seconds behind the number 46 card of Bowditch from Wagga. So it's Grenfell, Canberra, and Finley Allen, Lily Bowditch, they're battling for position there. It's a good little battle going on for fifth place. The Wagga driver Bowditch up against the Canberra driver in Allen, and Taylor Harness is back there as well. As they work their way around the top of the circuit, Bowditch holding off Allen for the moment. Now Harness thinks about making a move, as they head through the pit turn once again. It's Bowditch leading the way from Allen and Harness in that battle for fifth. Thomas Sargent leads by 3.3 seconds now. He's just measuring his pace. Doesn't have to do too much to stay ahead of Ward and Balding, as Ward has got a handy buffer over the 16 of Jaden Balding. Blue flags are out now as Josh Sargent is caught by Brother Thomas. And, oh, Josh spins as Thomas, this time no contact was involved. Previously, Thomas has put a bit of a lean on his brother going past him, but this time Josh just made the mistake all by himself and looped it round and is now right in front of Rowan Fripp, the 75 card, who'll want to get by him as quickly as possible. So the blue flags continue as Rowan Fripp gets stuck behind Josh Sargent for the balance of the top turn. In fact, Fripp hasn't been able to make the pass and is probably frustrating him immensely because he knows that Bowditch, Allen and Harness will be closing up that gap as they work their way through the S's once again. And, oh, Finlay Allen runs the ripple strip there, trying to grab a bit as they work their way up along the back straight. They work their way through the pit turn. Race leader is still Thomas Sargent. Ward in the 55, Jaden Balding in the 16, Cameron Ward, Jaden Balding, nose to tail now. Sargent, 3.3 seconds out. He has really just been pacing himself quite nicely at the front of the field. As the leader comes up onto the back of the 15 of Kobe Elliott. The 55 is Cameron Ward. He continues to hold his position in second, but it is Jaden Balding who closes up the gap through the S's once again. Ward has the straight line speed, as you'll see, as he pulls away, heading up the back straight. And Balding then closes in again through the top turns. So with three laps left to run, I think it's two laps left to run this time by. It is Thomas Sargent from Ward and Balding. The battle behind. Oh, and a spin there. So that's Balding who's trying to hold on to third place. Rowan Fripp now gets past, as does Bowditch, and also Finlay Allen. So Jaden Balding stuck on the ripple strip, and I'm not sure if he'll be able to get that card out or not. Official's going over to him now. As soon as official touches that card, he's no longer able to participate, and in fact the official's pulling the card back over the kitty litter there. So, the last lap board is out. Last lap commenced. Race leader Thomas Sargent, who's right up on the back of the 15 cart now in Kobe Elliott. And Elliott gets out the way of the race leader as the checkered flag at the ready. Thomas Sargent will take a dominant victory here in the final of the cadets. It's Sargent taking the win from Cameron Ward, and Rowan Fripp coming up with a solid third place finish. So a good drive there. Sargent taking the win by 4.5 seconds over Cameron Ward. Rowan Fripp finishes in second, third. Lily Bowditch in fourth, Finley Allen in fifth, Taylor Harness in sixth, Josh Haynes in seventh. Then it's Chloe Cozzi, Kobe Elliott, and Josh Sargent, the final positions there. This is the ACT titles brought to you by Stable Karting.
Apex Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1, 48 Cook Street, Mitchell. For all your plumbing needs, whether it's a block, drain, or more, call on 0417 299 175. Apex Plumbing, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Bruce Constructions has over 10 years' experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.bruceconstructions.com.au. Bruce Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Universal Trust is open for all your roof trusses, all your roof claim requirements. Check out the people who know.
Hi, you're Universal heading up for the day?
They're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call.
I am indeed. Thanks very much.
601436. Universal Trust is the proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set for a start here now in open performance. Paul Hamilton will start from the pole. Hamilton to start from the pole. Dean Starling out of position number 2 in the 4 cart. Michael Stewart in the 51 starts out of position number 3. Jose Ruiz out of position number 4 in the 77. Mark Townsend in the 13 out of position number 5. Jake Lambie in the 2, position 6. Gordon Wells in the 42. Mitchell Bink in the 96. Michael Sulla in the 78. Rounds out the 9 carts starting here in open performance. Oh, big jump off the start that time for Hamilton, who leads them into turn number 1. Starling slots into second position with Stewart up there in third. Then it goes back to the next car through is Townsend. So Ruiz also in there battling with Lambie as they work their way through to complete lap number 1 of 20 here in the ACT titles open performance final. Hamilton leads his way into the S's once again as Starling, throwing the cart sideways, gives Stewart an opportunity to close in on him as they head up the back straight. Starling, who has had a solid performance this weekend before he had the DNF in heat number 3 with a 3rd and a 5th place finish. But then it was a good solid 2nd place in the pre-final that saw him take the outside front row and now sits in 2nd as the leader, Paul Hamilton. In that 14 cart, heads around the top turn, already opening up a handy buffer between himself and Starling in 2nd. Then it's back to Michael Stewart, who is got Jose Ruiz. No, yes, Jose Ruiz in another of the energy carts back there in 2nd, in 4th position. Then it's Lambie, followed by Townsend. Bink is the next cart through, followed then by Gordon Wells, and Michael Sallo grounds out the field. So as Hamilton continues to lead, everyone knows to tail from 4th place back, but no one able to grab a spot. Oh, Lambie forces his way through, and Townsend runs over the back that time of Jose Ruiz, and Townsend now drops to the back of the field once again. So Townsend has worked his way from the front of the field to the back over the course of this weekend. And that now means that Lambie up into fourth position. Ruiz has got Mitchell Bink on his back bumper now. And Mitchell Bink wants to try and grab that spot off the 77 Ruiz construction entry. So it's Hamilton leading the way from Starling. Michael Stewart in the Burco engineering cart. Then it's Lambie in the S&P security cart, followed by Ruiz in the Ruiz construction Apex real estate cart. Behind him, Mitchell Bink, followed then by Gordon Wells in the stable karting entry, with Michael Seller, the MSP shop fitting Sparco entry. And then it's back to Mark Townsend, who's now the tail end Charlie on the field. So, with lap number 7 about to be completed by race leader Paul Hamilton, a 30.9 his last lap, a 30.861 his best. Hamilton working through the S's once again with a good, strong performance here. So Hamilton through the dip and up onto the back straight. Then it goes back to Starling, who now is starting to fall back into the clutches of Michael Stewart in the 51 cart. So that could be a battle we'll see develop here over this middle stage of the race, as lap number 8 is now completed by your race leader. Stewart thought about a move up the inside of Starling going into Revolution Race Gear turn number 1, but not able to pull off the move. And Jake Lambie is sitting back there thinking, I might get this third place handed to me here if Stewart does something rash. So as the leader heads down into the pit turn once again, it's Paul Hamilton leading the way from Dean Starling. Stewart now just having to gather up momentum again, with Lambie behind him. Then it's back to Ruiz, Bink, Wells, and then it's further back to Seller and Townsend. Now making a move on Seller, and Townsend will go up into 8th position. So half race distance now completed here in the open performance final, and Paul Hamilton dominating this run, almost a second lead over Dean Starling, as Starling now has the 51 Ruiz Construction Burco engineer right on his back bumper, as Lambie is looking for a way past both Stewart and Starling as they work their way around the top of the circuit down the pit straight and into the pit turn. Hamilton, Starling, Stewart, and Lambie. Oh, Starling misses the breaking point going into turn number 1, and both Stewart and Lambie make the pass. So not sure why Starling missed his point. There wasn't as if Stewart was right on his back bumper and forcing him into that mistake, but Starling has definitely made the mistake, and now he has to go to work on the back of the number 2 card of Jake Lambie to try and grab those positions back. So now Stewart with Lambie on his back bumper, Starling right behind him. They work their way through the dip and up onto the back straight. Hamilton is out to a 1.5 second lead at the front of the field. So Hamilton well in control now of this race. And Stewart in second position has got all the pressure on him, as Lambie in second place. In third place, I should say, in cart number 2. Starling again misses the corner. So obviously a bit of fatigue and concentration dropping here on the driver of the cart number 4, Dean Starling, as he is falling further and further behind. Race leader again works his way down into the pit turn. Hamilton out in front. Stewart is next. Then it's back to Lambie, Starling now falling back into the clutches of Jose Ruiz. Behind Ruiz is the cart of Bink, who has gotten Mark Townsend right on his back bumper. So can Townsend grab another spot here as they go up into the top turn? Townsend trying to work past him now, but Bink just holding his lines, not going to make a mistake. And Townsend will have to do something to be able to shake it up and get Bink to make that mistake so he can get through. Townsend in the 13 card, Bink in the 96 as they work through the dip and up onto the back straight once again. And Townsend looks to the inside of Bink but can't make the pass. Across the start-finish line, Paul Hamilton has four laps left to run. Stewart in second position with Lambie in third. Then it's back to Starling and Ruiz. Behind him is Bink and Townsend. That battle continuing. Townsend very quick out of the S's. But as they head up the back straight, Townsend just can't find a line to pick that he can make a move to get past that 96 cart of Mitchell Bink. So as they start to stretch out at the front of the field, Townsend continuing to push on with just under three laps, and he makes the move now. Bink just runs wide going into the S's, and Townsend pounces, and he will pick up that sixth position. Leader is Hamilton, Stewart in second, Lambie in third. Then it's back to Starling and Ruiz with just two laps remaining. Hamilton leads the way by 1.6 seconds. I think the team will be happier here because he has definitely managed his pace throughout this race to ensure that he maintains a comfortable gap. And Paul Hamilton will take the win. Hamilton through the pit turn for the final time, and Paul Hamilton in the 14 car to the last lap board. In fact, Stewart in second, Lambie in third, Starling is the next car through, and Ruiz was right on his back bumper through the S's that time. Starling pulls away now as they head up the back straight. As the leader heads into the pit turn for the final time, and Paul Hamilton takes the win. Stewart home in second, Lambie's third, Starling and Ruiz. Then it's Townsend, Bink. Following Bink home is Wells, and behind Wells is Salah. So a good run there by Paul Hamilton to dominate open performance here in the ACT titles, brought to you by Stable Karting.
They also have leather cleaners, conditioners, and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio metal car cleaners, and A11 cleaners. It's BioZoom. Quality cleaning products, call Zonto Zublotto 0418 964 378. BioZoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Car Racing Club.
Do you need a new cart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuild, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241-0446. Stable Karting and Engineering is proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Yes, firewood supplies have been delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrumbateman, Canberra for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow box, that's cut to the required sizes and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgi on 0408 694 464. Yes, Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years.
We're
our sponsors of the Canberra Cup Racing Club.
Getting set for a start here in Junior Max. It will be Lachlan Gibbons to start from the pole. Alex Nicholson out of position number 2. Isaac Vacarella out of position number 3. Brody Duncanlund out of position number 4. Then it's back to Chris Cooper in the 94 out of 5. Kieran Farley in the 29 out of 6. And Corey Donnelly with a fair bit of work to do, starting out of position number 7 in the 61 cart. So in good formation now for a start here, the final of Junior Max. Good even start, and it will be Gibbons off the pole that leads them into turn number 1. Gibbons working his way through the S's now. Nicholson falls back into second. Oh, Duncan Lund, who is up into third, slows on the track, and that checked up. Isaac Vacarella, and Vacarella, he'll fall back down through the field. So it looks like it's some sort of drive problem for the 27 card of Brody Duncan Lund, who is out of the running on lap number 1. So Donnelly has moved up already to a fourth position. Vacarella in fifth, he'll have some work to do now to try and get back on that podium. And meanwhile, Gibbons and Nicholson are battling it out at the front of the field. So it's the North Shore kart driver in the Stones Kart Sport entry, number 18, leading the way from Alex Nicholson in the MEPG Proprietary Limited kart, sitting in second. Now Nicholson has had some problems over the weekend with concentration. Oh, a big heavy hit by Chris Cooper, who was in third position. He's bounced off the tyre wall there and has had a heavy, heavy contact. I didn't see what set that off, but Cooper is out of the cart, and that is the second time that the Cooper cart has had an incident in the pre-final and finals today. So yellow flags are out as Cooper out of the cart, and that is good news. Race leader is still Lachlan Gibbons, Alex Nicholson in second, Corey Donnelly now up into third with Isaac Vacarella is back there in third. Now there's some concerns on one of the carts. It looks like it might be the 5 cart of Alex Nicholson, who they're showing some concern on something hanging off the back of the cart. So the overflow off the radiator is just starting to flick around at the back of that cart. And it'll be interesting to see what action the officials might take. Here is Lachlan Gibbons in the 18 cart, the Xprit cart, leading the way. Second place still, Nicholson. Corey Donnelly sits in third. Then it's back to Isaac Vacarella in fourth. Kieran Farley in fifth position is the final cart, still running on the circuit with Cooper and Duncan Lund both out of the racing. So Lachlan Gibbons starting to pull away from Alex Nicholson now as the battle for third starts to heat up with Donnelly and Vacarella working their way down past the start finish line. Six laps now completed. And Corey Donnelly, who started 7th position, has now set up to 3rd. So it's the North Shore Karting Club Stones Kart Sport entry of Lachlan Gibbons, Cart number 18 that continues to Lyle. The fifth, cart 5, Alex Nicholson in second position. Isaac Carella sits back there in third. Corey Donnelly in fourth. And Kieran Farley is back there in fifth position. So the leaders working their way round the pit turn and across the start finish line. They're starting to concertina closer and closer together as Gibbons and Nicholson with just under seven laps remaining head up the back straight. Vaccarello and Donnelly having swapped positions. It looks like Vaccarello is starting to pull away slightly. Vaccarello, whose speed has been very good at 32.554, his fastest lap of the race set on that previous lap. Lachlan Gibbons, a 32.459, his fastest lap. And Alex Nicholson, a 32.331, so that is the fastest lap of the race. As now, Nicholson and Gibbons battling it out at the top of the circuit. Gibbons holding off the challenge from Nicholson now. And Nicholson just losing a bit of ground after he tried to make that move going into the top turn. So, race leader Lachlan Gibbons has had a fair bit of pressure applied to him in this last few laps, but he's withstood that challenge. And Nicholson now starting to fall back slightly. Lachlan Gibbons heads into the pit turn with just four laps remaining this time by. He'll complete lap number 11. Nicholson back there in second, trying to keep pushing. A 32.39 for Nicholson on that last lap compared to a 32.40 for Gibbons. So Nicholson has definitely got the speed, but he has let himself down with concentration over the course of the races this weekend. So as the leaders head across the start-finish line. A cart length the difference between first and second. They go through into Revolution Race Gear. Turn number one. Through the S's, and Nicholson is within a quarter of a cart length. Onto the back straight. Nicholson looks to shape up on the outside, but can't complete the pass as they work their way around the top of the circuit once again. And Gibbons now with two more laps to withstand this pressure as the 18 card of Gibbons and the 5 of Nicholson battle it out for the lead. Across the line in second, Isaac Vaccarella followed by Corey Donnelly, and Kieran Farley in the 29 card rounds out the runners still out there on the circuit. So the battle at the front of the field with a lap and a half remaining. It is Lachlan Gibbons leading the way into the pit turn for the penultimate time. Nicholson trying to make the move on the outside, but has to check up every time as Gibbons comes back across the circuit to line himself up for turn number one. What can Nicholson do this time as they head up the back straight? A long trying to go around the outside and then make the cut back to the inside, but Nicholson just kicking up dirt as he was trying to make that move. It's Gibbons leading the way in the 18 card. It is Lachlan Gibbons who wins the ACT title for Junior Max. Nicholson home in second. Vaccarello home in third. Donnelly in fourth, then it's back to Farley in fifth position. So a good drive there by Lachlan Gibbons to take the victory in Junior Max. Up next, it's the seniors in Senior National.
Do you need a new cart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering. your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuild, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Biozone, on quality cleaning products. Call Sunday's Blow on 0418 964 378. Biozone, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio metal car cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zublotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Yes Firewood supplies the veggie delivery and quality firewood to Yass Murrumbate in Canberra for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required size and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgi on 0408 694 464. Yass Firewood supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years. And proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set now for the Nationals to head out onto the circuit for their final. Gary Cozzi will start from the pole. Joseph Tai out of position number two. It'll be Lachlan Snyder, I think, starting out of position number three, with Edward Cranswick and Sarah Cozzi taking the other positions. And they get set for a start here.
I grew a beard there once. Three laps.
Oh, still a lap away from a start here. Getting set as they're in good formation. In good formation, looking for a start here. Cozzi from the pole, away and racing, and it's a very even start. Cozzi on the inside will lead them into turn number one. Tai sits in second. Oh, a couple of beats and bangs on the back of the Cranswick bumper from the Grenfell driver. Lachlan Snyder has seen Cranswick off the circuit. He rejoins back in front of Snyder with Sarah Cozzi rounding out the field as they head around the top of the circuit now. So, great start for Gary Cozzi, who has absolutely dominated this event, remembering that he started the event as a senior national heavy, and I would suggest to you that he probably didn't get a chance to take off much weight when they decided to join the two classes together after out-qualifying all the lights in the field. And now he's leading the final after winning all three heats and the pre-final. But Joseph Tai makes the move up the inside, going into the top turn. And Tai now can't hold off Gary Cozzi, who made the switchback. And Cozzi continues to lead. So Some good driving here by Joseph Tye, but Gary Cozzi, just you'd figure, will start to just edge away. Such is the way he drives these national karts. He looks now and reaches down to the carburetor to adjust the mixture screws. Tye trying to rim ride around the outside. Cozzi has him covered and just checks up to make sure he doesn't try anything down the pit straight. So Joseph Tye really pushing hard. Tye now looks at the temperatures on the dashboard on the steering wheel and makes a decision that he can adjust the tune of the kart. He's probably wanting to lean it off just a little bit more to see if he can complete that pass at the top of the circuit and make it stick. Tye to the outside again, sideways, and loses a bit of ground. So Gary is holding his line. He's doing absolutely nothing. As Tye dives up the inside into the pit turn. A brave move there by Joseph Tye. And the 82 goes to the front of the leaderboard as he works down into Revolution Race Gear turn number one. Through the S's now. And it is Joseph Tye kart that leads the way from Gary Cozzi. Lachlan Schneider is up into third position. Cranswick round out fourth and fifth positions. As Cozzi goes back up the inside now and takes the spot. Tye tries the crossover, but he's not able to pull it off. And Gary Cozzi works his way back down into the pit turn as your race leader once again. So with one quarter of the race now completed, it is Gary Cozzi who leads the way from a very determined Joseph Tye back then to the 14 of Lachlan Schneider. And then it's back to Cranswick and Sarah Cozzi, who looks like she is closing in on the back of Cranswick. So we could have a battle for fourth position before the end of this run. Leader is still Gary Cozzi as they work their way through the pit turn and across the start-finish line. Cozzi in the 89 kart, as I mentioned, dominated all the races previous. Tye sits back in second position. The orange driver being led by the Sydney Kart Racing Club member in Gary Cozzi. Then it's back to Grenfell driver Lachlan Schneider with the two combined districts drivers of Edward Cranswick and Sarah Cozzi sitting back there in fourth and fifth positions. So now you have to wonder if it's a bit of a waiting game. Joseph Tye knows where he can make the pass. He knows what he has to do. Will he just decide to sit on the back bumper of Gary Cozzi and try and just make a run for it later in this race? Or will Gary Cozzi use the clear track in front of him to start to build a significant advantage at the front of the field? It'll be an interesting few laps here as Gary Cozzi heads down into the S's once again. Tye back there in second position. Schneider in third. Now I can tell you that the V8 supercars about to start their qualifying at Phillip Island. As race leader is still Gary Cozzi at the front of the field. Joseph Tye keeping him honest. But really, Cozzi has dominated the racing this weekend in the Nationals. Through the right-hander.
Remember all the things going through your head when you're in second place.
As
you won't get your car, but you're in the field, the tyres, you've got
the motor running. Tye sitting in second, working on the back bumper of Cozzi. Can he make the pass? He's got 10 laps as they approach half race distance to make that definitive move. But Gary Cozzi has had the speed right throughout the weekend to be able to hold off most challenges. So unless Ty has been sandbagging through the pre-final, it looks like Cozzy should be able to maintain his spot at the front of the field. Gary Cozzy leading the way in the 89 kart. Joseph Ty right there with him. Fastest lap of the race is Gary Cozzy. It was on lap number 7, a 37.792. Joseph Ty's fastest lap, a 37.821. And Lachlan Snyder's fastest lap, a 37.981. But he is now a significant difference back. It's 4.2 seconds behind the race leaders. So Joseph Ty, 2 second place finishes in the heat, so third in heat number two, and then a second in the pre-final, and is now sitting second but right in the wheel tracks of race leader in Gary Cozzy. Across the start-finish line, and it's Cozzy starting to pull away. No change at the front of the field as Cozzy continues to dominate here. Ty into the back now. So Cozzy making a mistake through the S's that time. And Ty just got into the back. He runs up the inside, but Cozzy holds on the outside to stop. Ty making the pass. So this race, still with 6 laps to go, a long way to go still. And Joseph Ty has decided that it's time to turn the wick up, put the pressure on, and try and get more mistakes out of Gary Cozzy in that 89 kart. They head up around the top of the circuit. Nose to tail, past the start finish line, 5 laps running. So 3 quarters of the race now complete, and Gary Cozzy continues to lead. Race leader has been under some real pressure in this race, but is withstanding it at the moment as the 89 card of Gary Cozzy leads the way across into the S's once again. Ty jumping in the seat, just trying to get every ounce of performance out of the cart, but at this stage just can't quite get it done. They work nose to tail. 3 laps remaining this time by. It is Cozzy and Ty leading the way. Just Cozzy holding his advantage, going to the carburetor again. So he's obviously looking at something on his dash that's telling him he could get a bit more performance out of the cart now. As they work their way down the pit straight, you saw Ty, he goes and makes an adjustment. So It looks like Cozzy gets himself a handy buffer here with two laps left to run. That gap opening up now. Joseph Tai trying his best as they go up the back straight again. Cozzy working on the carby as Tai looks to the inside, coming off the top turn, and Joseph Tai makes the pass as they come down to the last lap board now. Last lap, and Joseph Tai has timed his run to perfection. Tai protects the inside. Cozzy thought about a crossover move into turn number one. Didn't quite come off. What can Cozzy do now? He'd been a little bit slower out of the S's the last few times. In fact, he has dropped back quite noticeably. It's Joseph Tai. Might have given up too much ground. Has Gary Cozzy here as they come off the top turn for the final time. Tai protects the inside line. Tai will take the ACT title as he comes through the pit turn and takes the checkered flag. Joseph Tai takes the win from Gary Cozzy. Third place goes to Lachlan Snyder, Edward Cranswick and Sarah Cozzy round out the other placings.
Poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings and events or any special occasion. A smaller room is also and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson. Grand Prix Karting, the proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Collie Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no hunting. It's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need. Or you can bring your party. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239-2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Apex Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located in Unit 1, 48 Brook Street in Mitchell.
Yeah, sorry about that.
For all your plumbing needs, whether it's a block drain or wall, you can call them on 0417-299-1.
Yeah, and they wanted me to write this crap, and I don't like writing. All right. As we get set for Junior National Heavy. Junior National Heavy. A lot of drivers just snaking around the circuit, so it'll take a while for them to catch back up to the pack. So, still waiting for these stragglers to catch up before we can get a start away. So, Junior National Heavy. Out on the circuit now, getting set for a start. Off the pole will be Jacob Fripp. Brody Tilbrook gets the march and leads the way. Tilbrook leads into turn number one. Jacob Fripp sits back there in a second position. Then it is Corey Donnelly. Brody Duncanlund, in fact, got the jump on Corey Donnelly. So Donnelly back to fourth as they head up the back straight. So Tilbrook leading the way. in that distinct yellow helmet, which is, of course is modelled on an Ayrton Senna design. Tilbrook leading from Fripp. Then it's Duncan Lund. Don Lee back there in fourth position. Oh, Duncan Lund into the back of Fripp that time. Just gave him a bit of a tap going into the S's. So as the leaders work their way up the back straight, Duncan Lund goes up the inside. Don Lee trying to go the outside. And Duncan Lund will hold on to that spot. But certainly Corey Donnelly has made his intentions known very early on in this final for the Junior National Heavies. Brody Tilbrook leading the way from Rowan Fripp. Then it's Duncan Lund. Donnelly, oh, cart running up over the back. That is the 12 cart. Now we've seen some Thomas Jeffrey involved in a couple of incidents throughout the weekend. He gets back up to speed now, but he has dropped back through the field and off the circuit. A very frustrated Jack McCoy in the 91. So the 91 off the circuit, and he will be bitterly disappointed about that. Tilbrook continues to lead, but not getting away from Jacob Fripp, who sits in second position. Then it's Duncan Lund in third, Donnelly in fourth, and now working her way up through the field after a disappointing run in the pre-final is Jamie Lee Scorgie. Now Scorgie has definitely got the pace, but will she be able to make the passes required to get herself to the front with just on 11 laps remaining? Race leader is Tilbrook into the pit turn once again. Across the start-finish line, Fripp in the stable karting entry thought about a move up the inside. Yellow flags are out, though, as another kart off the circuit. So out of this race, we have Townsend and McCoy. So it is Tilbrook, Fripp, Duncan Lund, Donnelly, Scorgie. Scorgie now looking up the inside of Donnelly, can't quite make the pass round the top turn as the front two start to kick away. Tilbrook and Duncan Lund now. So Duncan Lund up ahead of Fripp as Scorgie looks to make the move on Donnelly, who's trying to make the move on Fripp, who lost second spot on that last lap. So Corey Donnelly up onto the back bumper of the 75 of Jacob Fripp. It's Tilbrook in the Kinetic cart, Duncan Lund in the Townsville takeaway cart, then it's Fripp and Donnelly with Scorgie in the Yass Firewoods cart coming in fifth position currently. Nine laps remain as Tilbrook heads into Revolution Race Gear turn number one. Duncan Lund sticks his nose up the inside. Fripp still hanging on as they all concertina back together. And also coming up to join the fray is the 9 card of Tori Ames as Duncan Lund looks to the inside of Tilbrook now. So Tilbrook and Duncan Lund, and Tilbrook with a door open sees Fripp try to go back through as well. They were side by side round the top turn, and we have a new race leader in Brody Duncan Lund. In the 27 car, Duncan Lund leads from Fripp in the 75, who goes up the inside of Duncan Lund. And Duncan Lund was shuffled back to second as Fripp takes the lead. Fripp, your new race leader. Duncan Lund in second, Tilbrook in third, and here comes Scorgie up into fourth place now. And Scorgie looks to the inside of Tilbrook to try and make the pass. They're too wide, heading into the top turn again, and Tilbrook shuffled back, now makes the crisscross and grabs third place back from Scorgie as Donnelly dives up the inside, can't make the pass. Oh, Tilbrook off the racetrack. Donnelly does make the pass on Scorgie, and she'll try to swap it back as she goes up into third now. Tilbrook drops back to sixth position as Amos gets past Brody Tilbrook after he had that off-track excursion. They work up the back straight, and it's Duncan Lund looking to make the move on Fripp. They swap positions going into the top turns. They swap back coming off. This will give Scorgi a big opportunity now, along with Donnelly, to close up and start to really challenge for the top spot. Scorgi up the inside of Duncan Lund. Going with her is Donnelly. So Fripp leading the way, getting to skip away, in fact, as the others were battling it out for second place. Jacob Fripp leading the way. But here comes Jamie Lee Scorgi. Look to the inside. Can't quite make the pass stick. It's Fripp, Scorgi, Donnelly, then it's Duncan Lund. Back then to Amos. Behind Amos is Tilbrook, who's starting to fade. Scorgi thought about a move up the inside of Fripp going into Revolution Race Gear Turn number one that time. Didn't have the pace to pull it off, but then gets into a bit of a bump and run on through the S's. So it's an amazing situation we have here with Fripp leading the way, Scorgi right on his back bumper. On her back bumper is Donnelly. Brody Duncanlund wants to grab those spots back which he has lost. And Amos is now making the move forward. Amos makes the pass on Duncanlund. So Amos up to fourth. Scorgi has Donnelly up the inside of her. Amos tried to go with her. Fripp sitting out in front, missing all the shenanigans behind, and that's where he wants to be. Donnelly saying, line up behind me, let's push this thing to the front. As Scorgi and Donnelly go side by side as they tried to make a move on Fripp, and Scorgi back up into second place. Can she come off the top turn in front of Fripp? No, as Amos now looking to make the move on Donnelly. It's nose to tail racing here in Junior National Heavies Final with three laps left to run. Can Scorgi make the move? She ranges up on the inside of Fripp and makes the pass. To the lead, Amos runs wide and loses a spot. And now she's got to defend as Brody Tilbrook will try to make the pass. In fact, Amos waves Tilbrook past. Well, at the front of the field now, Jamie Lee Scorgi, who I think from memory is leading the club championship points in Junior National Heavy, out in front. Great racing here from the juniors as across the start-finish line with two laps left to run. Scorgi has a little bit of breathing room as Donnelly has dived up the inside of Fripp to take second place. Duncan Lund's back there in fourth as Amos has pulled off the circuit. So she obviously knew there was something wrong with the cart when it was going through the S's there, and that's why she waved past. Oh, off into the dirt, Otten, who's waving his hands at Conley, I think, at Cooper. So obviously he thinks he's been shafted off the track. Last lap board is up, and it is Jamie Lee Scorgi who leads the way. Donnelly projecting the inside line. Oh, Donnelly runs up over the back of Scorgi and is escorted off the circuit by Fripp, which has allowed the Duncan Lund 27 car to make the move up into second place. Scorgi has some breathing room now. And it is Duncan Lund into second position. Donnelly back there in third. That's not over yet for second, as Duncan Lund will defend his line. Scorgi doesn't realise she's got some breathing room as she protected that inside line down into the pit turn and to the checkered flag. Jamie Lee Scorgi takes the victory. Duncan Lund home in second and Jacob Fripp home in third. The Macaulay Allen comes home in fourth, Cooper in fifth, then it's Jeffrey in sixth, Otten in seventh, Armstrong in eighth. Ninth place will be Brock Harris. Then it'll be Mark Wilson in 10th. And Donnelly and Tilbrook must have pulled off the circuit as he doesn't come across the finish line. So an exciting conclusion to Junior National Heavy with Jamie Lee Scorgi taking the victory.
Bruce Constructions has over 10 years' experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages,
for knocking down cool. and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.brucecontructions.com.au. Bruce Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses. They're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Buyers earn on quality premium products. All Sundays below 1-0-4-1-8-9-6-4-3-7-8. Buyers earn, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you with multi-surface cleaners, bio metal car cleaners and even an O-level cleaner. It's BioZoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Psycho Ciclotto 0418 964 378. BioZoom. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Car Racing Club.
As we get set now for the rookies, Josh Carr in the 5 will lead them to the green light. Alex Morse in the 98. Ziggy Vaccarella, Ryan Johnson, Thomas Ewart and Sean Shibutera as the starting order. And it's Morse who swings round the outside and takes the lead from Carr. Then it's Vaccarella. Behind him is Johnson as Shibutera is ahead of Ewart. They work up the back straight now. And it looks like Carr making the move on Morse and makes the pass. Heading round as Morse tries the crossover. He completes it and Morse maintains his lead. Coming down to the pit turn though, Carr charges in and will take the lead. So leading lap number one, it's Josh Carr. Morse dives up the inside and makes the pass back. So Alex Morse regains the lead, heading up over the rise for the second time. Morse down into the dip and up onto the back straight, already going for the carburetor to tune up the performance as Carr looks to make the move right round the outside, and trying to get involved in that is Vaccarella to try and take the position from him. But it's steady as she goes as Morse leads from Carr, Vaccarella, Shibutera, and then it's back to Johnson and Ewart. Now, Shibutera in the 55 has started out of position number 6 after he had troubles on the last lap of the pre-final. He's running that cart very rich at the moment, so he's running it rich now with the hope that as the engine gets hotter and hotter, it'll lean off and then it'll start to get faster and faster. Whereas the carts that are running lean to start with, even though you can richen them up as the race goes on, they do tend to slow down because they've already got the heat in all the components, which makes it harder for them to turn, which puts more drag on the engine, as Carr now dives up the inside of Morse, and he will take the lead here on lap number 4. So Morse looks to the inside again to immediately re-grab that lead, and it's to-ing and fro-ing. One takes the lead in one corner, the other takes the lead in the other. It's a good battle here in the rookies' final for the ACT titles, brought to you by the Stable Karting. And Carr immediately takes the lead back. Now he's got a bit of a hole shot after making that move through the pit turn, and Carr has got some breathing room for himself as Morse then back in second has got Vaccarella and also now Sean Shibutari. So you can still see that blue smoke coming out of the back of the Shibutari cart. That's not actually a problem, except for the fact that it's running a fraction rich at this early stage of the race. It looks like Shibutari might have just gone to adjust that now. Sometimes you can smell the engine when it's a bit rich like that. In fact, no, he hasn't made the adjustment yet, but 15-lap race is a long time, and if you can tune your cart so it's right at the end of the race, not at the beginning, you can sometimes find some good results will come from that. Alex Morse, he constantly tunes his engine as he runs through. You'll see he makes another adjustment now. Alex works on the principle that every lap you can do something to make the kart performance better. Ziggy Vaccarella also just making an adjustment. As the leader, Josh Carr, gets himself out to a 0.7 second advantage. Morse, sitting back there in second position, has got Ziggy Vaccarella right on his back bumper now. And Vaccarella really starting to put the pressure on Morse as they head round the top of the circuit. Great driving here in the rookies' final. They work through the pit turn and across the start finish line. Carr leads from Morse, Vaccarella, and then it's Shibutera and Johnson with Ewert rounding out the field. So coming towards half race distance this time by, as the leader heads up the back straight. It is a good almost second lead that Carr has established over Alex Morse. Vaccarella keeping the pressure on Morse. Only a cart length. In fact, it is extended to two cart lengths across the start-finish line that time. Shibutari. Well, that smoke is starting to dissipate now, so you might see that cart starting to move forward as Ryan Johnson behind him and Ewert rounds out the field. As Morse, Morse in second continues to have Vaccarella making that pressure on the back bumper. He really has withstood some pressure this weekend, has Alex Morse. But take nothing away, Joseph Carr in the 5 cart. That's the Starfire Systems Kart Racing Club number 5 of Josh Carr leading the way from Alex Morse in the Above All Roof Maintenance CC Racing number 98 from Canberra. And then it's the Combined Districts Corporate Electrical Ziggy Vaccarella in the number 6 cart that runs in third currently. Now Shibutari, he would have been hoping that cart would be getting faster and faster as the racing goes on, but it looks like it's starting to back up a little bit. And that is allowing Ryan Johnson now to put a serious challenge on his cart. As Carr sits back there at the front of the field by 1.3 seconds. His fastest lap of the race, a 37.004 of a second. His last lap, a 37.075. Alex Morse, the 37.18, his last lap was the best he's done in the race so far. A 37.229, the best for Ziggy Vaccarella. In fact, Vaccarella now going faster than Morse on that last lap, a 37.084. Now the fastest he has done. So an interesting race unfolding now as Ryan Johnson makes the pass on Shibutera. Shibutera does the crisscross and takes the spot back. Carr leads with three laps left to run. Morse back there in second position. Vaccarella in third. Shibutera holds on to fourth for the moment with Johnson in fifth and Ewart in sixth. So now you'll see Carr finally goes and does some tuning on his carburetor as he works around the top of the circuit. Carr, Morse, Vaccarella, Shibutera, Johnson and Ewart. Across the start-finish line, Carr now over 2 seconds ahead of Alex Morse and Vaccarella, who are run in second and third, still very close together. So Josh Carr, who has driven extremely well. He won two out of the three heats and the pre-final, and now starts his final lap of the race. What can the battle for second, Vaccarella and Morse. Morse still holding that second position. Vaccarella now closing in on him round the top turns. But Josh Carr has held off the challenge from all others and takes the ACT title. Josh Carr takes the victory from the 98 of Alex Morse. And then back to Ziggy Vaccarella in third. Shibutera held off Ryan Johnson, and Thomas Ewart rounds out the field. Sportsman Light up next here at the Stable Karting ACT titles.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuild, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Yes Firewood suppliers have been delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murray, Bateman, Canberra for over 35 years. Be it iron bar, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required size and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgi, 0403 624. Yes Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses. They're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra.
Interesting to see qualifying in the V8 supercars for today's race 11 of the championship. Craig Lowndes sits on the pole from David Reynolds, showing that speed wasn't a flash in the pan. Then it's Davison, Winterbottom, Bright, Wincup, Patrese, Van Gisbergen, Coulthard and Jonathan Webb making up the top 10 after qualifying for race 11 of today's V8 Supercar Championship. So Getting set for a start here in Sportsman Light. Michael Stewart will start on the pole. Stewart has won everything so far. Matthew Nipperis starts out at position number 2 in the 16 car. Chris Anthony in the 95 out of 3. Then it's Jackson Delamont in the 48 out of 4. Matthew Cooley, Adam McCoy, Mitchell Gattenby, Lee Zakrzewski and Lee Wallace. As Stewart leads them into turn number 1. Nipperis up there into 2nd. Then it's Anthony. Behind him is Delamont. Then it's Cooley, then McCoy. Gattenby the next cart through with the Wallace and Shigoski carts rounding out the field as a battle for second place. Really starting to heat up now. And it's Anthony and Nipperis. Oh, they were flicking and sliding off the top turn. And that has allowed Anthony to get through past Nipperis. And now Delamont makes the pass as spinning into the field almost was Matthew Cooley. He went down the inside, tried to lock it up, or tried to slow it down. He locked it up, came around, and it looks like Adam McCoy is out of the race as he got into the kiddie litter there trying to avoid the spinning Cooley cart. So as the leader, Michael Stewart, in that energy card, as I mentioned, the energy sponsorship coming on board for Michael Stewart after his fantastic performances last year in the Pro Tour, over at the World Finals, of course, and then this year kicking it off again. So the energy cart in the Sportsman Light class with the Burco Engineering sponsorship on that. Michael Stewart doing a great job. Chris Anthony up into second. It's Delamont in third, Nipperis in fourth in that CRG cart. Nipperis would be frustrated that he had dropped those two spots coming off the top turn that time on lap number 1. He knows he's got some pace in that cart, so he'll be hoping that he can use it. Fastest lap of the race so far is Chris Anthony with a 31.838. As they work their way through the pit turn and across the start-finish line. It's Stewart. Anthony. Oh, Stewart running the ripple strip there. Just got a bit wide. Anthony thought he might have been a chance to slip through there in Revolution Race Gear turn number 1. Stewart and Anthony nose to tail now through the dip and up onto the back straight. Delamont getting away from Nipperis, who goes for the carburetor, trying to improve the performance of the cart. They work their way round the top of the circuit. Stewart leading, but Anthony is in his wheel tracks. Anglo Motorsport, cart number 95 of Chris Anthony. Back there in second position, Jackson Delamont, the Mad Harry's, number 48. The Grenfell driver up the back straight now in third position, and then it's Nipperis. Of course, the Nipperis, a very well-known name here in Canberra karting circles. And across the start-finish line, it looks like they're all coming back together. As Stewart leading the train of four at the front of the field. So Chris Stewart now with Anthony. Oh, Anthony and Stewart having a touch at the top of the circuit that time. And Anthony makes the pass to take the lead. So Anthony now, your new race leader, as he comes across the start-finish line. Stewart in second now with Delamont, and then it's Nipperis. All four carts. Oh, spin! Gattenby has spun in that 77 cart. He'll rejoin, but now a long way down. In fact, no, he bogs himself in the dirt. So, looks like he's out of the running now. As race leader is still Chris Anthony. From Stewart, who tries to line him up, coming through the pit turn. He's got the run now. Oh, Delamont into the back of Stewart as they head down. Under the yellow flag, though, and no pass could be performed. So, race leader is still Chris Anthony. Heads up along the back straight. Stewart up the inside, and Stewart opens the door, and that's Delamont, and also Nipperis, who get through. So Michael Stewart just got inside Anthony. He didn't expect him. I think he then just reacted to run wide, got into the marbles up there, and that's cost him two further spots. So Stewart now leads Delamont, Nipperis, and Anthony. Here comes Nipperis onto the back of Delamont. So Nipperis now having a strong run. You could see he goes, just makes another adjustment on the engine to try and improve its performance as they come off the top turn. Stewart, then Delamont, Nipperis, and now Anthony has gathered back that momentum and joins back on to the trail at the Anthony. Goes up the inside of Nipperis. Nipperis tries to do the crisscross. It doesn't work out. So now Nipperis will have to try the run up and over the rise through the dip. And it's allowing Stewart and Delamont to get away at the front of the field. Anthony back up to third. Nipperis fourth. Cooley is fifth. Wallace is sixth. And Shigoski is in seventh position. So is Stewart leading the way. Just starting to build up a bit of a buffer over Delamont now. Anthony back up to third. He's got away from Nipperis. But with nine laps, or just under nine laps, still left to run, there's plenty of time for more changes at the front of the field. As you saw, it only takes about two or three laps for these carts to concertina back together. And once they get within range, they really start to mix it up for position. So Stewart leads the way from Delamont, Anthony, and then it is back to Nipperis. Now, Jackson Delamont's weekend, well, you wouldn't call it stellar. A fourth place, a DNF, and a third, and then he had dramas from memory in the pre-final as well. So it is Stewart who heads across the start-finish line. He's opened up about a half a second break on Jackson Delamont. It looks like Nipperis is starting to fade now. So Nipperis is trying to catch back up to Anthony, who in turn is trying to latch back onto the back of Delamont. And it looks like Anthony is close to starting a battle for second place once again. Yeah, Nipperis is really starting to drop off now. He's 0.2 of a second slower than the front runners. He's in the 32s and is really just starting to struggle there. So whatever changes he was making to the engine haven't been for the better, or haven't counteracted the drop-off of performance of the engine. So Stewart, not the fastest man on the racetrack. That honour goes to Jackson Delamont, the Grenfell driver, just clocking up a 31.770 on his last lap. And that is really going to put the pressure on Stewart now, as Delamont, oh, got into the back of Stewart, going down into the braking area. So as they work their way through the S's once again, it's Stewart, Delamont, Anthony. Nipperis looks like he's along for the ride now, as that cart is backing up on performance as they work their way around the top of the circuit. And Michael Stewart in the 51 has got the 48 of Jackson Delamont right on his back bumper. Anthony has closed up the gap as well. So with the 3.5 laps that are remaining, it will be a three-way battle for the lead, as Anthony with a 31.771 is now the fastest man on the circuit. Anthony working his way back down the pit straight. Fastest lap of the race still sits with Delamont, but it is Chris Anthony who's pulling the fastest lap times. No, Delamont now gets that last lap faster than both Stewart and also Anthony. So with 2.5 laps remaining, Delamont on the back bumper of Michael Stewart as they work their way around the top of the circuit. And Stewart, he's preparing for a challenge. You can see he just covered that inside line in the early part of the pit straight. Now he runs it down, runs it as far to the inside as he possibly can. He knows he can't pinch it there because he'll run wide on the exit and that'll be easy pickings for Jackson Delamont and Chris Anthony. So as they go over the rise and through the dip, Delamont's got the charge now. He's got a good run going up the back straight, but not good enough to be able to pull out and make the pass. The last lap, it was Anthony fastest of the three at the front. With the last lap board out, can Stewart hold on? Delamont will make a lunge, you're sure. This time down into turn one. No, he doesn't. Stewart, braking early, just checked up the cart and made sure that the cart's behind him. Could not get a move onto him into turn number one. Up over the rise, Stewart driving a very well-crafted race now as they head up towards the top of the circuit. Stewart has that cart-length breather. Anthony wants to get involved and grab second place. Stewart protects the inside line. Delamont goes with him. Stewart comes through the pit turn, and Michael Stewart hangs on to win the ACT title in Sportsmanlike. Delamont home in second, and Chris Anthony in third. Matthew Nipperis in fourth, Matthew Cooley in fifth, then it's Lee Wallace and Lizak Chikoski rounds out the runners here in what was a very entertaining Sportsman Light final.
They also have leather cleaners, conditioners, and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you with multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal car cleaners, and even an eco-leather cleaner. It's BioZoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonko Zablotto 0418 964 378. BioZoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new cart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Bruce Constructions has over 10 years' experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.brucecontructions.com.au. Bruce Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set now for Restricted Sportsman. It's been interesting racing in Restricted Sportsman this weekend, but Robert Hogan, who starts on the pole, was the fastest qualifier on Saturday morning. He's had a few battles, a few trials throughout the racing this weekend, but he won the pre-final. And he's looking for a win here in the ACT title, brought to you by Stable Karting. So your lineup is as follows. Robert Hogan off the pole, Adrian Hogan out of two, Scott Nielsen, watch for him, he's a fast starter, Scott Nielsen. Damian Murphy, Billy Segouras, Laurie Fuchs, Paul McCabe, Peter Thomas, Eric Reeves, Sarah Kelly, Jonathan Dawson and Benjamin Forbes. It's Robert Hogan who leads the way into turn number one. Oh, a spin by McCabe. That sets him back and diving back onto the track, Peter Thomas. So he's got Sarah Kelly now backing up behind him. Also there is Dawson and Forbes. So that will cost Thomas, you'd think, a few positions as the leaders Robert Hogan working his way around into the pit turn for the first time. Robert Hogan leads Adrian Hogan, then it's Scott Nielsen. Further back, then it's Murphy, Fuchs, Segaris. Reeves up to 7th, Thomas is in 8th, Dawson, Forbes, Kelly and McCabe rounds out the rest of the runners on the circuit. So Robert Hogan around the top of the circuit, leading the way, has been very quick, but has had his share of difficulties. Scott Nielsen, Adrian Hogan and Robert Hogan all won heats yesterday. It was Robert Hogan who won the pre-final earlier today, and he now sets about establishing himself a very handy lead at the front of the field. So as the race leader heads around the top of the circuit, he heads down into the pit turn. And it is Robert Hogan with a 0.4 of a second lead over Adrian Hogan. Murphy is closing in on the third place runner, Scott Nielsen. Then it's back to Fuchs, Segaris, Reeves, Thomas, Dawson, Forbes, McCabe and Kelly. Race leader, Robert Hogan doing it well out in front. Across the start finish line, Hogan's lead isn't maintained as Adrian Hogan closes in on him and got the gap down to about a card length, but coming off the S's it looked like Adrian Hogan lost some time. Best battle on the circuit is back there between Jonathan Dawson and Benjamin Forbes, who are right in front of Eric Reeves as Dawson now tries to make the move on Reeves. Peter Thomas passed him last lap, and now Reeves find the two P-platers. Passed him now, and Reeves drops back to 10th position as another battle starting to form is the Segaris-Fuchs battle. So Laurie Fuchs in the 38 heads up the back straight now, and behind him is Billy Segaris in the 4. Segaris, 2 5th place finishes in the heats and a DNF, and then he had to battle through the pre-final to try and gather up some points. But the stable karting number 4 of Billy Segaris working through the S's now. Fuchs is holding him off, holding him at bay as they work through the dip and up on to the back straight once again. So Segaris is in a hurry, but Fuchs is not letting him go, and Fuchs is just making sure he's got his card in exactly the right position. And in fact, Segaris loses a bit of ground on that last lap in his rush to try and make the pass. So Murphy not close enough to challenge Nielsen for third position as the leader, Robert Hogan, continues to hold off Adrian Hogan at the front of the field. So as they're through the dip and up onto the back straight, Nielsen and Murphy look like they're coming to mix it up now for third place. Reeves shuffled back another spot by Paul McCabe, who had that spin on lap number 1. Hogan maintaining his 0.3 of a second advantage over Adrian Hogan. The 6 of Robert Hogan leads the 7 of Adrian Hogan. Then it's back to Nielsen and Murphy. Now Nielsen jumping in the seat, trying to get the performance of that number 12 cart to really start to work where he'd like it, because Damien Murphy in the 71 is really starting to put the pressure on. So 11 laps remain now as 9 are completed, and Nielsen has got Murphy right on his back bumper. Segaris has finally made the pass on Fuchs. Peter Thomas leads Dawson, Forbes, McCabe, Reeves and Kelly round out the running order. So, as the leader heads down into the pit turn now, at half race distance, Robert Hogan leading from Adrian Hogan. Then it's back to Nielsen, who's pulling away slightly from Damian Murphy. Segoras with clear track is starting to have a good run here. And it's Peter Thomas who's going to be under pressure from the 23P of Jonathan Dawson in just the next few laps. So Dawson setting up now on the back of the 60. He might make this fairly easy as Thomas sees Dawson and, Adrian Hogan off into the dirt. So I don't know if he was trying to make a move then, but he ran the ripple strip and then started kicking up some dirt. You've got to be very careful when you start doing that because it's very easy to end up spinning yourself off to the inside tyre wall when you make that move incorrectly. So the race leader now heads back down into the pit turn. He's got a lot more breathing room now, over a second between himself in the 6 card and the 7 of Adrian Hogan. Nielsen also with some breathing room. Murphy back there in 4th. Segoras in 5th. And then at 6th place, Fuchs with Dawson now trying to close in on him. McCabe gets past Forbes, also does Reeves, so I think Forbes has had an off here. In fact, he has. So Benjamin Forbes off the circuit and comes back on now a lap down behind the leaders. I didn't see where that off occurred. Adrian Hogan is actually the fastest man on the racetrack. A 33.32, his fastest lap of the race. But 33.699, the last lap by Adrian Hogan. Robert Hogan, a 33.67. This time by Robert Hogan, a 33.661. Adrian Hogan, a 33.611. Scott Nielsen, a 33.671. And we've got a cart with an exhaust pipe off. So, who was that? It's going up the back straight now, so there will be one cart that'll be coming off the circuit. And it looks like it could be Adrian Hogan. So, no, it's not Adrian Hogan. He comes past the start-finish line now. It's Damian Murphy. No, he's come past. So I can't pick up who has not come past the start-finish line now. But it is Robert Hogan who leads now by 1.7 seconds. Okay, the only cart that hasn't come past this lap is Sarah Kelly. So it's Sarah Kelly, who had just gone a lap down, that has had that exhaust pipe come away. And that is why she has pulled off the circuit. Robert Hogan leads the way from Adrian Hogan. Scott Nielsen, Damian Murphy, Billy Segoras, Laurie Fuchs is the next cart through. So as they work their way around the top of the circuit, it looks like a couple of these battles are starting to hot up again. As across the line, Robert Hogan leads from Adrian Hogan, Scott Nielsen. Segoras makes the pass now on Damian Murphy. So Segoras heads back up into 4th position now. Has he got enough time with 3 laps left to grab any more positions? Peter Thomas is starting to put the pressure on Jonathan Dawson for 7th position further back in the field. As the leaders come up to the 66 of Eric Reeves. Now, Robert Hogan would have remembered that he had a few problems last time getting past Reeves. Reeves does the right thing, keeps completely out of the way. Adrian Hogan now going to try and make the pass as well. Where will he catch Reeves? Going up the back straight. So Hogan should be able to complete the turn and does. Reeves kept well out of his way as well. As the last lap board is at the ready. Restricted Sportsman, Robert Hogan, leading the way. Hogan heads around the top turns for the final time. It's Hogan through the pit turn to take the restricted Sportsman ACT title by Stable Karting. Adrian Hogan through next in second. Then it's back to Scott Nielsen in third. Segouras, Murphy, Fuchs. Now Dawson and Thomas. Dawson holds off Thomas. McCabe, the next cart through. Reeves and Forbes rounds out the running order. Great racing there by Restricted Sportsman. Up next, Junior National Light.
Grand Prix Karting, the proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 College Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offers fun badges. There's no height restriction. That's all indoors. And kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need. Or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting. Give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Apex Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1, 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. For all your plumbing needs, whether it's a block drain or more, you can call them on 0417 299175. Apex Plumbing, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
As they're away and racing in Junior National Light, and it was Fife who got the jump off the line. Morse back there in second. Bit of shenanigans once again going on in turn number one, but all carts are through and clear. Lachlan Chancellor, of course, was the victim of the pre-final shenanigans. He this time has been able to get through that and moves up into fourth position already. Race leader, Zane Morse. So Fife got the jump off the start, but Morse leads lap number one, as we have seen on a number of occasions this weekend so far. Cody Boulding showing some good pace early in the 19 cart with Lachlan Chancellor, Daniel Sayre and also Josh Hemphill rounding out the running order. So as Morse heads down into the pit turn to complete lap number two. Comfortably out in front here. Morse has won heats one and three, but a fifth place finish in heat number two saw him start out of position number two in the pre-final. He went on to win that pre-final, and now he is leading the final. For Josh Fife, it was a win in heat number two and 2 second places, followed by a second in the pre-final. So Morse is the cart with the form in this. The Junior National Light Final brought to you by Stable Karting, the ACT title's proud sponsor. So Morse around the top of the circuit, establishing himself a very good lead. Lachlan Chancellor looking to the inside of Boulding, but not able to make the pass as yet. So Boulding holding on to that third place. That's the best battle on the circuit, as Boulding now has got the 22 of Lachlan Chancellor right behind him. Fife closing in on Morse. So Morse, who had opened up a handy buffer now, has to be careful because Fife has flicked the switch. Chancellor up the inside of Boulding. Chancellor makes the pass, and he is now up to third position in the 22 cart. So good slide job by Lachlan Chancellor heading into turn number one, and didn't run out too wide to allow Boulding to make the cross back. So as the leader, Zane Morse, heads down through the pit turn once again, Fife is right on his back bumper. It is Fife in second, then a large gap back to Chancellor and Boulding. Boulding at the moment just trying to build up that momentum. As he makes the run up the back straight, he looks to the inside now, and he will hold on to that second spot, third spot. No, Boulding just runs up the inside, coming off the top turn, and Boulding in the 19 retakes third position from Chancellor, who gave him a quick tap coming down the front straight. Boulding runs wide again as Hemphill makes the pass up the inside, going into turn number one on Sayre. And Sayre now shuffled back to third position. To sixth position, in fact. Lachlan Chancellor back up the inside of Boulding. Boulding on the switchback will take third back. So the Boulding and Chancellor battle, both those carts look very similar. But it's Chancellor with the green helmet looking to the inside onto turn number one. Oh, he gets a bit of a touch on. They've not worried about banging and crashing these two, the 19 and the 22. They've had a few good little taps along the way as Lachlan Chancellor looks again to the inside of Boulding. He's got the run up into the top turns now. Boulding trying to stay on the outside, doesn't do the crossover, and comes out behind Chancellor, and this time Boulding gives Chancellor a bit of a tap. So Chancellor now with a bit of a gap is side by side off the pit turn. Hemphill holds on to fifth position. So they work their way up the back straight. Still Morse controlling the pace of the race. Fife looks to the inside, but it's nose to tail, and Morse is still your race leader in the 99 cart. So Zane Morse leads Josh Fife in the 70. Chancellor and Boulding continue to mix it up at the moment. Chancellor has the advantage in the 22 cart. The 19 of Boulding just starting to fade. Hemphill ahead of Sayre now as they work their way through the Revolution race gear turn number one, and back through the S's, as perhaps Morse is going to be under some pressure late in this race from Josh Fife. Morse holds the advantage at the moment. Fife back there in second. A cart length the difference. Fastest cart on the circuit was actually Josh Fife, a 36.189. His fastest lap of the race, a 36.328, was Zane Morse's. Then it was a 36.46 for Lachlan Chancellor and a 36.376 for Cody Boulding. So Sayre makes the pass on Hemphill. In fact, Hemphill has withdrawn himself from the race, so that's a disappointing end for what had been a good battle. As Morse continues to lead from Fife. Chancellor still holding off. Balding looks to the inside of Chancellor. They touch going through the right-hander. Well, they're driving by Braille, those two, and they have done for the majority of the race. Fife still trying to make the move, coming off the top turn on Morse, and Fife now takes the lead of the race. With two laps left to run, Josh Fife has lined up and made the race lead his own. What can Morse do? Down into the Revolution Race gear turn for the penultimate time. It's Fife and Morse, nose to tail. Morse heads up the back straight, looking to make a move on Fife. So Fife now runs wide, coming off the top turn. Morse gets the pass back. So what looked like was going to be an easy win for Zane Morse has not been as easy as he would like. Chancellor ahead of Balding in the battle for third. Sayre now trying to close up that gap. But as they start their final lap, Zane Morse is your race leader. Morse heads up the back straight. Now what can Fife do? Morse goes for the carburetor. Fife closes in on him. Can he make a big run round the outside to try and set up the pass off the top turn? No, he can't. Morse protects the inside line. And Zane Morse will come through the pit turn to take the checkered flag. Josh Fife threw in second. Then it's Lachlan Chancellor who holds on. On Cody Balding in fourth, Sayre in fifth.
The Austrian Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till 8. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people.
Okay.
It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances,
okay,
or any special occasion.
Mm-hmm.
A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons, or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurt in Mawson. Apex Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. All your plumbing needs, block, drain or more, you can call them 0417-299-175. Apex Plumbing, the Canberra Kart Racing Club, flyers and all fun days of blow on 741-964. 378, flyers and used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club, they offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action and deodorized, sanitary, wood, eco, truck wash, degreases, hand cleaners, if you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio metal car cleaners, and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's BioZoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zantes of Blotto 0418-964-378. BioZoom. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Grand Prix Karting, a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Polly Street, Fish Week, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and Kids Bar is no speciality. The prices are great, and it's all just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting. Give them a call on 6239-2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set for a start here for the final race of the day, Sportsman Heavy. We've had a request if there's a locksmith here today. If there's a locksmith here today, could you please see Brent at the canteen? If there's a locksmith here at the track, could you please see Brent at the canteen? Getting set for a start now. And it is the final race of the day. Michael Salla will start from the pole. Andre Morse out of position number 2 in the 99 cart. Then it's Richie McCabe. Otter out of 5. Ruiz, Gillette, Williams as the final starter. And McCabe and Morse getting together off the start. Now, this is somewhat similar to the incident we saw between Gillette and Morse early. Morse is, looks like he's got it all into the kitty litter there, and it does not want to move any further forward. It's a broken wheel, is it? Broken tie rod on that cart, so he will take no further part on this race. Race leader is Salla, then it's Richie and Otter, who managed to avoid the shenanigans. McCabe is back there in fourth with Williams. Then it's Ruiz, and Gillette has pulled off the circuit as well. So Morse and Gillette out in that first lap incident. And it will be Salla who leads the way from Richie. Otter has to work through the pack if he wants to get this win. Salla in the 8 cart, leading from Richie by 0.3 of a second, but that gap is closing as they head through the S's. Richie runs the ripple strip now. He'll be easy pickings for Otter as they head through the dip and up onto the back straight. Richie works his way around the top of the circuit. A lot of debate on what caused the start of that incident up in the control tower, but it sees Gillette and Morse out of the running. And I think McCabe, if you look at his cart, the 6 cart, it's the second time he's got damage on side pods on that cart today, after he's had a number of bangs and crashes. As Salla, Salla was trying to protect his position from Richie, and that's allowed Otter to jump up into second position. So can Salla now, with 16 laps to go, defend the position from the number 72 of Bruce Otter in the stable karting? Tony Kart, Richie back down to third now. McCabe trying to make up some ground after the shenanigans off the start. Williams and Ruiz, the final runners out on the circuit. Of course, Eddie Ruiz, the 2011 Senior Club Champion. I must admit I've been remorse in saying that throughout the weekend, but I've been told I've got to say it every time I say his name. Eddie Ruiz, 2011 Senior Club Champion. He's running back there in sixth position currently as the leaders work their way around the top of the circuit. So Salla and Otter nose to tail into the pit turn once again, as Otter thinks better of making any lunges at this point in the race. Still only 6 laps completed of 20. And Salla and Otter having a good battle there. So as they head through the dip and up onto the back straight now, Salla throughout the day has had, or throughout the weekend, has had some great runs in Sportsman Heavy. He won the pre-final, he won the first 2 heats, but unfortunately a DNF in heat number 3. The only blot in his copybook so far, and he's withstanding the pressure from Bruce Otter in the Sportsman Heavy as they head up the back straight and around the top turn. So plenty of excitement in the Sportsman Heavy final. A incident off the start which saw probably 5 carts In fact, yep, five carts involved in. And then Richie trying to make the move on Salah. Saw Otter grab second place from him, and now the battle continues at the front of the field. Race leader heads towards the top of the circuit. Otter works his way through and across the start finish line, trying to find an opening from the number 8 cart, the MSP shop fitting Sparco cart of Michael Salah. Just a reminder, if there's a locksmith available, could you please meet Brent at the canteen? Could you please meet Brent at the canteen? As Salah continues to withstand the pressure from Bruce Otter. Salah continues to lead. As we make it to half race distance. Across the start finish line again, and Salah with a 32.6 second fastest lap. He's bettered that time now, a 32.593. Michael Salah's best lap, 32.608. Bruce Otter's, his last lap, a 32.682. Ben Ritchie, a 32.581. His best lap, a 32.493. So Ben Ritchie has had the fastest lap of the race. The combined districts driver is now starting to close up the gap between himself and Otter. So he's starting now to build up momentum in that run towards the checkered flag. Salah, Otter and Richie all nose to tail, although Richie loses a lot of ground through the S's that time, as Otter looks like he's about to make a pounce on Salah, who starts to adjust the engine. Normally, if you're the leader and you're starting to adjust the performance of the engine, it means you don't think you've got enough to stay in that position. So Salah through the pit turn now. Heads down the start-finish straight. Otter would know that Salah is working on that cart to try and get the tune better. He'd be looking at his dash. He looks over his shoulder now to see where Richie is. So obviously Otter thinks he's in a good position to start to challenge, as he knows he had a little bit of breathing room. But Salah now has really started to pick up the pace. A 32.54 last lap for Salah. That's his best lap of the race. Otter responds with a 32.485. Richie, still the fastest man on the circuit, but now only running in the 32.5s. Not the 32.4s, which was his best lap of the race. Here comes Otter again, looking to set up Salah's. As they head around the top of the circuit, it's the 8 leading the 72 and the 60 here in the final of Sportsman Heavy. As they head through the pit turns with 5 laps remaining. So 3 quarters of the race now completed into the final 5 laps. And it is Salah's still doing a great job here at the front of the field. Otter looks over his shoulder. They've dropped Richie again. So Richie, with some work to do, round the top of the circuit, it is, a big slide that time from Michael Salah, but he's actually been able to increase his lead with that, what looked like a bit of a tank slapper going into the pit turn that time. So we'll see if he's just trying to push it further and further into that pit turn with less than 4 laps to run now. Richie looks up the inside of Otter. Salah would like that if they start to mix it up amongst themselves. Richie loses a lot of ground. Salah again running it as deep as he can into the pit turn, and that is giving him a great run down the straight. And he's opened up his gap now to 0.34 of a second as they head through the pit turns and up over the rise. Race leader is Michael Seller, leading comfortably with, if you can call, a 0.3 of a second lead comfortable. But compared to the pressure he'd been under earlier in this race, it doesn't feel too bad, you would think. Two laps remain. Seller across the line. It's more than a cart length the gap now. As Seller through the right-hander, Otter. Good run through the right-hander that time by Otter. He doesn't move the steering wheel much, and that is an indication that he'll get some momentum up the back straight this time. Seller checks the inside line. Otter doesn't try to force the point around the outside. He stays in the wheel tracks. Last lap board is out. Seller leading the way. Otter is right on his back bumper this time. He drops back through the dogleg. Seller protects the inside line. Oh, Otter's no. Would have felt like he had got him, but he couldn't. Seller just brake checks the field. He slowed it right down now and made sure that no one could do a crossover move on him. They head up the back straight. Otter and Richie touch as they head up the back straight, and Otter loses the spot to Richie and dives up the inside of Seller, and Otter does the triple cross, and Otter finds his way to the lead through the top turn, and Otter will take the victory, and Otter takes the win. Seller and Richie across the line. The great race there to the checkered flag. Seller pulls off the circuit down in the S's as McCabe finishes ahead of Greg Williams, and Eddie Ruiz is the final card across the checkered flag. Bruce Otter taking the win in the final moments of the Sportsman Heavy Final. We'd like to thank all the officials who worked diligently throughout the weekend. Also to all the drivers who have travelled from all over the country to be here this weekend. We hope you've enjoyed your racing here at Canberra. We do it all again next month here at the Canberra Kartway on the 17th of June for the sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. I hope you can join us for that then. Stable Karting were proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club ACT title of 2012. We're going to ask Michael Sellers' crew if they could get his trolley down to him. Michael Sellers, could you take the trolley, or Michael Sellers' crew, could you take the trolley down to his cart, or although it looks like he might be able to fire that up.